This is a Zondervan Audio Pages production. Gifted Hands by Ben Carson, M.D. Recording copyright 1992 by Ben Carson, M.D. Based on the book Gifted Hands. Copyright 1992 by Ben Carson, M.D. and Cecil Murphy. All rights reserved. Unauthorized duplication is prohibited by law.
Dad was affectionate. He was often away, but when he was home, he'd hold me on his lap and play with me whenever I wanted him to. I particularly liked to play with the veins on the back of his hands because they were so big. I pushed them down and watched them pop back up. I tried everything in my power to make his veins stay down. Sometimes, he'd say, "Guess you're just not strong enough," and I'd push even harder. Of course, nothing worked, and I'd lose interest and play with something else. Afternoons, I'd pester my mother and watch the clock until I knew it was time for Dad to come home from work. I'd rush outside and wait for him and watch until I saw him walking down our alley. Then I'd run to meet him. He would scoop me into his arms and carry me into the house. That stopped in 1959 when I was 8 years old, and he left home for good. I don't know how long I cried. I only know it was the saddest day of my life. For weeks, I pounded my mother with every possible argument I could think of, trying to find some way to get her to make Daddy come home. It didn't make any difference. My parents had settled everything before they told Curtis, my 10-year-old brother, and me. I thought of all the things Dad did with us. On most Sundays, Dad would take Curtis and me in the car. Usually we visited people, and we'd often stop.